بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إنكم لتعملون أعمالا هي أدق في أعينكم من الشعر كنا نعدها على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات رواه البخاري Anas radiallahu ta'ala says that verily you people, referring to the people of his time, that is some time after the generation of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says you people are doing certain actions which you regard to be in your eyes less insignificant than a strand of hair. Whereas in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we used to consider these actions to be amongst those things which are extremely destructive. We began the discussion on this observation of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu yesterday. Ulama Ikram mentioned that the meaning of this is corroborated in the verse of the Quran, which is in Surah Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. We find that Allah ta'ala makes this observation. Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا, that this action which you are doing, you people think it is very small, it is something very insignificant. It is not something so bad, if you want to put it in layman's terms. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, this is something very, very great what you are doing. In other words, the severity of the wrong of what you are doing is very great in Allah's eyes. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا, you people think it is something very small. Now what is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to? That generally we think is something very small, insignificant, but Allah ta'ala says something very great. One expression Quran sums it up, وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ, that you people give vent, you give expression with your tongues, you start speaking about something which you have no knowledge about. This is something that has become very, very common. You hear something negative about someone, hear something bad about someone, hear some malicious rumor about someone. 99% of the time there is absolutely no basis or truth in it. You have no knowledge about it. But the moment you hear about it, what should have been your reaction? You heard something bad, you heard something negative. The next verse Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ ظَنَّ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ أَنفُسِهِمْ خَيْرًا. Why is it when you heard that, didn't you give it a positive expression? When you heard about it, why didn't you think that it's not possible that this person could have done this type of thing? Instead of, without any knowledge, spreading that rumor. Particularly, these verses were revealed with regards to what is a very, very famous incident which occurred, where the izzat or the honor or the dignity of our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, who was the leader of the munafiqeen, he attacked the dignity of Aisha radiallahu anha and tried to spread malicious rumors about her. And we find that this was a very hard and a very difficult period in the time in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where these rumors were being spread in Madinah Munawwara. These verses of the Quran were revealed to exonerate Aisha radiallahu anha and to make clear her innocence. But a very great sabak and a very great lesson. Ulama say that from the time that the rumor started, it was almost a month later that these verses were revealed. Why did Allah Ta'ala reveal these verses only a month later? In order to teach the ummah till qiyamah, the importance of this, that we have to learn to put a zip on our mouths, learn to control our tongues, don't spread malicious rumors, particularly about those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly about those who in dini terms hold some sort of position. And here we find also something very common. It's not just the ordinary people about whom rumors are being spread. Somebody is involved in tabligh, you, how often you hear, you know that tabligh brother, he's involved with some other woman, or he's involved with somebody else. Or that man is going in jamaat and he's doing like this. Or that molana is doing like this, or that sheikh is doing like this, or that alim is doing like this, or that hafiz is doing like this. We find that this is even more dangerous. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Hajjatul Wada of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the farewell pilgrimage. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every sahabi was observing even the minutest details of every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because sahaba-i-kiram had this josh, they had this inclination, they had this desire to bring in their lives everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. They realized this was the first time perhaps the last time we will see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam making Hajj. So let us learn every aspect of his journey. One aspect, one incident that occurred when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was leaving Arafah, he was sharing the camel with Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala. Usama bin Zayd was the son of Zayd bin Haritha, who was the adopted son of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Usama, his complexion was dark, he was a black man. So Nabi, he was sharing the camel with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there was a little bit of a delay, everybody's waiting. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sitting on the camel, he's not leaving. So everyone is looking, what is the delay? Why is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not leaving? Usama had gone to relieve himself, had gone to make istinja. So for this reason, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was waiting. After a little while, Usama bin Zayd came, he shared the camel with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and at that point, everyone realized what was the cause of the delay. In other words, Usama delayed us. So there was a group of Yemenis that passed a derogatory comment. What comment they passed? They said, Ali hadal aswadi habasana. Ali hadal aswadi habasana. Were we delayed because of this black man? Were we delayed because of this black man? Technically, the statement was correct. But what was the poison? The derogatory manner in which it was said. Ulama say that that entire group of Yemenis that passed the statement, Allah Ta'ala disliked this so much that every one of them were deprived of Iman and died on Kufr. Every one of them died on Kufr. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا. You think it is something light. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزِيمٌ. But in the eyes of Allah, it's something very, very great. Usama enjoyed a certain position, a certain maqam. Allah Ta'ala disliked that this type of comment should have been made in this regard, with regards to him. From this ulama say, particularly the deeni tabqa, those who are engaged in some form of service of deen, we have to be even more cautious, even more careful about letting our tongues loose about such people. Simple solution Allah has given us. Why do you speak about that which you have no knowledge? Aisha radiallahu anha was the beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the one hand, her maqam. The other hand, the type of sin that was committed to speak against her. The meaning, there's a meaning of mafhum of one riwayat, qadhfu muhsana, to accuse an innocent woman of doing something wrong. To accuse an innocent woman, according to the riwayat. What is the meaning? It destroys the a'mal and ibadat of 100 years. 100 years ibadat and a'mal is destroyed if you will spread malicious rumors about an innocent woman. تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزِيمٌ. Allah says, you think it is little, it is insignificant. In Allah's eyes, it is something very, very great. Coming back to the point I was making, during this entire incident, towards the latter part of it, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the home. Aisha is there, Abu Bakr is there, Umm Ruman, the mother of Aisha, is there. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses her that, Aisha, if you are innocent, then Allah will prove your innocence. And if perhaps you have made some sort of mistake, make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This shows the fortitude and the sabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nowadays a husband, just on a rumor, he'll beat his wife, he'll get upset, he'll start swearing her, etc. Yet Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, look at his sabr. Aisha, if you are innocent, Allah will prove your innocence. If you have done some wrong, then make tawbah, turn in repentance. Aisha looked to her mother, mother remained silent. Looked to the father, Abu Bakr, to defend her. Abu Bakr remained silent. Then she said that in my grief at that time, I couldn't remember his name. So I said, I will say to you what the father of Yusuf alayhi salam said. Couldn't remember the name Yaqub alayhi salam. What did he say? Innama ashku bathi wa husni ila Allah. I hand my affair, my grief over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter the verses of the Quran were revealed, exonerating Aisha radiallahu anha. After this incident, she turned to her father, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and said, at that time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you the opportunity to speak in my defense, why did you remain silent? What an answer Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gives. He says, أَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُظِلُّنِي وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي إِنْ أَقُولُ مَا لَمْ أَعْلَمْ. He said, Aisha, which sky will shade Abu Bakr and which earth will carry the weight of Abu Bakr if I had to speak about that which I had no knowledge? You were innocent or not innocent, I didn't have the knowledge. So I was not allowed to speak about that. This is the rule by which we have to govern ourselves, my respected. What Allah says, تَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَائِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Why do you speak about that which you have no knowledge? You hear something negative, you hear something bad, malicious rumors are running in every direction. This one is like this, that one is like that. Didn't you hear that one what he did? Didn't you hear that? And as I mentioned, that Molana what he's doing, or that Sheikh what he's doing, or that Hafiza what he's doing. Why spread such malicious rumors? You have no knowledge about it. Give it a good interpretation and walk away from it. Otherwise, what is the reverse? What is the converse? Anas radiallahu anhu says, you think these things are less insignificant than a strand of hair. But in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were taught that these are from the mubiqat. These are those things which are going to destroy. Not only destroy your dunya, it will destroy your akhirat, it will destroy your amal, it will destroy your neki. So for the protection of our deeds, for the protection of our amal, we have to learn to close our tongues and not spread malicious rumors about others. Allah give us tawfiq.